Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter.
Interesting. You wore jeans? Oh, that's the other thing. No jeans.
Oh, yeah,
in
no
church.
Jeans.
None.
Not even for people.
No.
Regular low-life people.
So even this morning, you know, I mean, I was headed to church this morning and I asked my host that I was staying with, it's okay if I wear jeans. Like, they're dark jeans. It's okay, right?
Yeah, dark jeans.
Yeah. And she's totally. Like, I wear jeans all the time. It's totally fine at our church. And I'm like, okay, I think I dated myself again. Here I am thinking I'm trendy.
Yeah, which totally.
Right?
Most of the time.
And then I'm like, it's okay if I wear jeans, right? Because growing up, and even I would even say 20 to 30 years ago, you dressed up, may not have a suit or a dress, but you wore dress clothes and dress shoes, right?
Yep.
And then I go back to, okay, so the trend is, so now we are talking about fashion and we are talking about fashion in church.
Yeah.
Ooh, can you make this in
church fashion?
Can you do this?
That's the title of this episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's
not,
so cool.
Not opinions of pastors.
No.
Church fashion. Maybe it'll be a double title.
Okay, that'd be cool. Because the whole church fashion, so people, here's the mentality, and I don't know, you can tell me about your generation if this actually is how you think, the generation thinks. So growing up, we always dressed up, suit, tied, like we've said, right?
Yeah.
Women wore dresses, no pants. Slacks were kind of like in the office, that's it, right?
Right.
So now, then I don't know even where it switched to, I'm going to dress down because I have to dress up all week. Mm-hmm. I don't want to dress up one more day. I need to dress down. So I'm just going to wear a sweatshirt and sweatpants and runners to church. Okay, maybe a bit of an extreme, but I have seen it.
Yeah.
And my husband and I, we still dress and we work in office type jobs, definitely, you know, business meetings, but we're still like, but if I dress up for a meeting because I want to impress somebody or I want that bid or I want that job or I'm pitching something, I dress up for that person. Why wouldn't I dress up for God? I'm going to his house. I'm going to meet with him. I'm going to worship the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yeah. Why wouldn't I put a little more thought into just, instead of wearing sweats and a sweatshirt and putting my hair in a ponytail, why wouldn't I do that? You're
smiling.
Am I allowed
to answer yet?
I'm chomping. No, I'm going to keep talking because I don't want to hear what you have to say.
Because you described, as you were describing that and how you go to the office or go to pitch something, so you dress up, to me, that is exactly what millennials buck against then with going to meet in a church with God. It's like, so we're equating going to church with that business meeting where I'm going to impress somebody. Why am I going to church to impress somebody? Why can't I just be me at church and meet with God as who I am rather than dress up and put on something fake to sell something?
But you're not selling anything. It's about
being reverent.
It is. In the meeting it is.
So you just equated the meeting to coming to church, which is what our millennials would be like, no, that's different. If I need to be different on church, and man, I should dress differently. I could be me at church. If that means
but
wearing a suit, that's great. Right? Like I have a friend who wears
respect.
A blazer everywhere.
But it's about respect. At the bottom, at the end of the day, it's about respecting who you're going to be with.
But the question I think my generation asks then is, why is dressing up in a suit respect to God? How is that respectful to God?
But my generation would say,
in the word of God,
I have put some time and effort and I care about my appearance because it's not just about the outside. It's the posture of the heart, which we both agree on should be right across the board. But if the posture of my heart, if I dress down, So, see, we're talking about language. Mm-hmm. So if I were...
Which we wouldn't use dressed down.
You wouldn't. What would you use?
Probably just nothing. Just different.
Nothing. But
dressed differently.
I know, but I think like, even is there a that difference is a in, difference.
Like, how can we tell a difference of how, besides person, somebody
oh
who comes in.
Oh my goodness,
and,
I think I'm putting myself in a box.
No, well, no, like, besides, like, someone who comes in, like, for me coming to church today, wearing jeans, the jeans I'm wearing, the shirt I'm wearing, a lot of thought has gone into it. A ton of thought. Probably a sinful amount. The amount of thought I think about what I wear on a Sunday morning is probably sinful. Because I'm over-obsessing about my image. Of what's right before God versus what's right before man? What voice am I listening to right now? Is it just me trying to look good, or am I trying to please a certain crowd? This is what goes through my mind as I get ready to go to church. Less of here's what God expects of me. Here's what God views as respectful and reverent, I think is cultural. Rather than, because what did people wear in scripture that was respectful and reverent to them? Wasn't a suit and tie, wasn't a dress past the knee. Right. It was different. It was different clothes. And so I think what the thinking, the heart behind clothing is different in this generation and younger, with millennials and younger, the reverence isn't there. The connection between me wearing a three-piece suit and reverence don't go together. That doesn't mean reverence to us. So if it's a matter of the heart, for us, our hearts, because God doesn't, three-piece suit doesn't necessarily mean reverence to him, right?
Right, agreed.
And so like, it must be people. What's reverence,
it's about
the relationship,
right.
In my relationship with God?
Right.
And I think that's the core of what we can come down to between generations is that the core of the heart here. And so what would it look like for millennials to dress reverently? Probably looks different than Gen Xers, your generation.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn,
Google Play
Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.